This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. A trial is scheduled for next month in a case alleging failure by the state to provide accurate translations of voting materials into Alaska Native languages. The lawsuit was brought by several Native villages and Alaska elders. Waukee Charles is an assistant professor of Native languages at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and expected to be a key witness for the plaintiffs. He wrote in a report that he has spoken Yupik all his life, but as the Anchorage Daily News reported, he had trouble deciphering a 2010 ballot measure that had been given to Yupik voters. The state, in court filings, said the plaintiffs were not raising real issues, but instead were pointing to isolated, irregular instances where the Division of Elections Yupik Language Assistance Program had fallen short. The waters of the Kuskokwim River are free of ice and open to subsistence king salmon fishing until next Tuesday, but the fishery may be closed earlier, depending on how many fishermen are targeting and catching king salmon. Managers believe the future viability of the run depends on how many make it upriver this year to spawn. 2013 brought the lowest returns ever of salmon on the Kuskokwim, much lower than the number needed to maintain the population. And on the Yukon River, the run size for Chinook or king salmon is expected to be even lower than last year when returns were the lowest on record for the Yukon River. Sport fishing throughout the entire Yukon River drainage area, including the Tanana River, is closed this summer. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, biologists don't expect enough fish for a subsistence or commercial harvest on the Yukon this year either.
Anywhere between 64 and 121 thousand Chinook salmon could swim up the Yukon River this summer. Stephanie Schmidt is Fish and Game's Yukon River research biologist. She expects the run size to be close to the lower end of that range.
Because the last several years we've seen run sizes that have come in lower or at that low end of our preseason projections.
If she's right, this summer's run could be the lowest on record in the Yukon River. Schmidt says there could be several reasons for the decline in king salmon.
And I always like to use the analogy of a rivet in an airplane. And if you take one rivet out, the airplane will still fly. And if you take two out, it'll still fly. But once you start taking three, four, five rivets out, eventually your airplane is going to crash.
Fish and Game is trying to manage the king salmon population so that up to 55,000 fish make it to Canada. That's close to 86% of the lower end of the projected total run size. Eric Newland is Fish and Game's Yukon Area Summer Season Manager. He says there hasn't been a lot of argument against closing sport fishing, as well as subsistence and commercial harvest this summer.
And I think most people on the river really, really understand this, that it's a problem. We're having difficulties making these goals. We're doing a lot to conserve fish, and we're still not making goals.
Biologists are looking for ways to allow for harvest of other species in place of king salmon.
Initially, we'll be trying to provide harvest for sheafish in the lower river, whitefish in other districts, as well as summer chum when those fish become available a little later in the season. And at that time, we'd be using gear types that allow for the release of king salmon if they're incidentally caught at that time.
Newland says last year's commercial harvest of chum salmon, also known as dogs, was one of the largest on record. The subsistence harvest last summer was also up for chums. Fish and Game expects a strong fall chum this year as well. In the meantime, several research initiatives to investigate the king salmon decline are underway. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.
As of Tuesday, 95 wildfires have burned more than 150 acres statewide. The Alaska Fire Service says 94 of those fires are human-caused, not all necessarily to negligence, however. Some are due to downed power lines, for instance. Red flag fire warnings have been issued for large areas in Alaska, from Fairbanks south to Anchorage and from King Salmon near Bristol Bay east to the Canadian border. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.